The first thing you might notice walking into the kitchen of Charlotte's Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral are the hundreds and hundreds of little cups of tzatziki sauce. Two women in aprons scoop the sauce from 32-pound buckets into the serving cups. They've been scooping all afternoon and plan to keep going.
Till we run out of tzatziki, I suppose.
Across the kitchen, two women use industrial meat slicers to fill a huge metal tray with roast lamb. This weekend, these lamb dinners and tzatziki cups will be served to thousands of people at this year's Yazoo Greek Festival. The festival started as a church fundraiser in 1978 and now attracts nearly 45,000 people a year to Dilworth. As you might guess, that means there's a lot of food to prepare. There's feta, tomatoes, and lettuce to chop, pastries to package, 7,000 pounds of chicken to roast, and 620 trays of baklava to bake.
It's kind of the calm before the storm, actually.
That's Lucy Papadakis, the church choir director and a kitchen volunteer. On Tuesday, she filled 3 55-gallon drums with homemade syrup. On Wednesday, she's packaging stuffed grape leaves. This weekend, she'll bake spanakopita. She heaves the lid off one barrel of syrup.
It's a heavy, simple syrup. We use it for many of our pastries. There's no honey in it, but there's water, sugar, lemon, and cinnamon sticks.
This is a huge barrel. I don't know if you know, but this is almost as big as you.
Yeah. Let's just say that this year I used 3,000 pounds of sugar just for syrup.
Like many people in the Greek Orthodox community, Papadakis has direct ties back to Greece. Her father moved to the U.S. as a teenager around 1910. He later returned to Greece, where he met his wife, Papadakis' mother, and the couple moved to St. Petersburg, Florida in 1953. Papadakis was born 6 years later. Growing up, she remembers seeing both her parents spend time in the kitchen.
My dad was actually in restaurants his whole life. So they had their dishes, you know, like he had his stuff that he would make and then she would have her stuff that she would make. I didn't actually get a chance to cook very much at home because it was just the two of them.
Volunteering with the festival has given her a chance to recreate some of the same dishes her parents made for her, such as dipless, a fried pastry, and Greek-style chicken. Many festival attendees feel a strong connection to the food. Some look forward every year to the sweet, nutty bite of baklava, or the apricot jam-filled ergolavi.
I had a coworker. She always came Friday morning to get her lamb dinner. That's it. I mean, that was, she had been living here longer than I had at the time.
The Greek festival is primarily a celebration of Greek culture, but it's also a testament to the church volunteers and workers who toil in the kitchen to make it happen. It's grown much larger since Papadakis started as a volunteer in 2001, but over the last few years, she says it has gotten harder to find volunteers, especially youth. Instead, the church has been using more hired workers to make the annual Grecian feast happen.
I hope that the next generation steps up when it comes time. That's the part that is always kind of in the back of my mind. I hope that we can keep doing it.
But there's little time to think about that now, not with 45,000 hungry people on the way. Nick Della Canal, WFAE News.